Oh, shit! Buddy! What's on the show today?
On today's show, a new sexy mascot causes a stir, but it's just the tip of the seductive iceberg. Plus, BuzzFeed's list of 15 fast food items you should avoid might be the worst piece of content ever put on the internet. And a Willy Wonka experience in Scotland sucked so bad it made kids cry. We'll be talking to someone very connected to the situation. All this and much, much, many, much more. Let's start the fucking show!
Mayday, mayday. All hands on deck. Star Destroyer inbound. The Brett DeMott Show is blowing up the ship.
Oh yeah, folks! Welcome to the Brett DeMott Show!
With Buddy.
We are the number one news and pop culture podcast in the world. Oh yeah, I am your host, Brett DeMott, and joining me as always is my best friend and co-host and buddy.
Hi, Seducey.
Together we are the Big Silly News Boys, according to Stilgar from Dune 2, who is also very impressed by everything that we do. Wow. We are the Lisan Al Gaib, folks. That's
Gaib,
right.
Baby.
We're the Lisan Al Gaib every
just
week.
Just two little Gaibs.
Yeah, we are two little Gaibs, folks. Every week we find the dumbest.
Wow.
Every week we find the biggest, the dumbest, the weirdest, and wildest headlines from around the world. And then interview guests ripped straight from the headlines. We're also going to go through some articles that you, our trusty reporters in the field, submitted to us this past week on our many social medias. And what is that social media, buddy? It is at Brett DeMott Show on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, freaking all of them.
All of them, dude.
That's right, folks. And we got a hell of a show, as Buddy alluded
Jeezy,
to
crazy we do.
Before. We are going
to trust me. Trust me.
Trust us. Yeah, trust us. I'm not going to tease it anymore. Just fucking trust us, folks.
Trust
Have
me.
We not done enough for you to trust us yet? Have we ever let you down, folks?
Don't
no. We never have. But before we get into the show, we got to do what we do every week, which is, of course, check in with the old Apple Podcast reviews and Spotify comments. First up, we got a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts from Joshua Moore. And the subject, or the body of the whole review, just says, "If you're a silly, chubby boy, do take a deep listen. Feels chubby, right?"
All right.
And I'll say this, folks, if I sound chubby, it's because I am. That's right.
Chubby Gaib.
Lisan Al Gabelli.
Nope.
Nope. Doesn't really work. Oh, but then last week we also put a question to Spotify asking folks out there, what should Buddy say to the mayor of Glendale, Dan Brotman, in their group chat, which is, of course, just a robo-text that was sent to
it's
Buddy that
chat.
He assumes is a group chat.
It's a group chat.
But we got some great items sent in. Jenny Kavanaugh said to ask the mayor what he plans to do about Wendy's surge pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag real issues. But, folks, the issue solved. Wendy's came out and backtracked.
Yeah.
We did that.
We dusted them.
We dusted Wendy's, folks. You heard it here first, folks. DeMott dusted Wendy's. That's right. We also got a message from Bill Fox who says we should say, quote, "I know about the DWI that was kept out of the news."
No, it's probably more like, "I know about the DWI that was kept out of the news."
Sure. Yeah. It might have been something
That's
like
how
that.
That's how I'd say it.
Yeah, probably close to that. And then we also got Chelsea Dorkison.
Dorkison? Don't make You're it right. a hard dork.
Dorkson. Chelsea Dorkson says that you're sleeping with his Guma, which
I'm
is, of course,
with your Guma.
Yes, the mistress of a mafia boss.
Wow. And then, that's deep.
Yeah. Emily Turner said that Buddy should tell the mayor, "I'm the mayor now." Which,
I'm the mayor now.
I don't think we have to make
I'm
it.
I'm the mayor now. I guess it's text messaging, so yeah. I guess you don't have to do a voice.
So he'll just read it in his voice. So it'll probably be like, "I'm the mayor now," or
and
something.
He's like, "I am Dan Brotman, mayor of Glendale."
I'm convinced Buddy is using this show to just be a voiceover reel now. Just every opportunity.
I gotta get in the biz, dude. You see Chris Pratt? He's making fucking so much money, dude. Chris Pratt.
That is true.
He voices everything. If I could get one of those.
Just one. It's all we're asking for, folks.
Dan Brotman. Mayor of Glendale.
Well, folks, we could sit here and let Buddy do voices all day, but we got a lot of shit we need to talk about on the show, folks, because we got some big freaking news this week. It was all over the internet, all over your social media feeds, TikToks, Instagrams, TikToks. Twitters, everywhere. And this article was sent in to us by Emily Turner on Instagram, but also by a new submitter, Alexander Diamond, on Instagram. So I do believe before we hit the headline, we're going to also have to hit the New Reporter theme song.
Wow. I missed this.
I did too. It's been a minute.
New Reporter, baby.
Here it comes. Oh, that's right.
Baby. New Reporter, baby.
Baby. Dan Brotman.
Dude, Kirk Tanner. Great. Sorry for ruining the new submitter theme song, folks, for a Kirk Tanner, but I just like the way it sounds in Buddy's throat. But, folks, this headline, you've seen it. You've probably consumed a lot of takes about it on the internet, but the headline reads, Nightmare Willy Wonka experience leaves children in tears and prompts families to call the police.
Jesus.
That's right, folks. Oh. An event billed as a Willy Wonka chocolate experience promised a day filled with laughter, joy, and the incredible allure of chocolate, but instead was marred by children's tears and calls to the police. That's right. Guests paid $45 to attend Sunday's event in Glasgow. That's right. Glasgow. I don't know. I ain't from Scotland. But when they arrived, they were shocked to find it was nothing like it was described. Images from the event show what appears to be a large warehouse with decorations sparsely placed throughout the room. The space was nothing like what organizers promoted on their website, which included images that were AI generated. That's right, folks. Eileen Butcher told GlasgowLive.com the event was, quote, pathetic and took, quote, a minute to walk through. She also said some kids, quote, were crying and that the atmosphere was, quote, tense. Another attendee said organizers, quote, sold a dream and delivered a nightmare.
Whoa, what a
line. One such thing was Jenny Fogarty, an actor hired to play an Oompa Loompa, was given the sexy version of an Oompa Loompa costume, not the kid-friendly version she anticipated. Police were even called to the event by angry guests, according to The Guardian and the BBC. And folks, what a wild thing. You've probably seen so many TikToks and Instagram posts about this event. And we, as we are known to do, got the scoop of the century here on the show. We put out the feelers. We wanted to see if there was anybody out there who could come on the show and sort of give us some firsthand knowledge of what was going on there. And folks, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we actually have an exclusive appearance by the event planner for this Willy Wonka experience, Miss Amy Toblerone. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
We are so excited to have you on the show because obviously your event has been the talk of the world.
Yeah, might be the biggest story in the world.
It might be the biggest story in the world right now. But obviously from this article, things did not go. I'm assuming how you had hoped.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was that bad.
Okay.
Like, I think I had a lot of fun when I went.
Okay. Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And a lot of times I get that. I think when I'm in the driver's seat, I'm always having fun. Okay. I maybe don't see on the outside, but I will say, Amy, I've seen some pictures. I've seen the AI generated images that were used on the flyer, which I'm assuming you had a hand.
My brother-in-law made those.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a random question. How old is your brother-in-law?
He's 45.
Okay.
Yeah, he made those. He's always on his computer. I thought they looked great.
Well, Amy, I don't think
I'm proud of him.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's arguing that those pictures don't look great. It's just that they do not sort of jive with what was in reality available for people to walk through, which, I'll say it, looked kind of like an airplane hangar that somebody was like storing some stuff in.
No. Okay. First of all, we had some incredible prizes. Like, I don't even think Eileen Fisher, like, even mentioned the prizes. Like, I didn't hear her mention them. They were incredible. We had every child there got 4 jelly beans.
Okay.
4 jelly beans. And then I had been at the mall, and you know those where you put a quarter in and you get a little toy in a plastic?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
One of those exploded in the mall that I was in, and I gathered those up. And almost all the kids got a little plastic toy.
Okay.
A little plastic toy. That's a lot.
I mean, okay, I think maybe this is an exercise in perspective here, because yes, Amy, that is a lot for some people. If the expectation is like you don't expect you're going to get anything.
Yeah.
You are nodding
you
your head
get,
huge here.
Like, you thought you were going to get nothing, and you got a 25-cent toy and 4 jelly beans, you might be like, hey, better than nothing.
4 jelly beans. That's more than they came in. That's more jelly beans than these kids came
plus
in
four.
With.
It's plus yeah, 4 jelly
okay,
beans.
I get it, Amy. And you're getting a little combative here, okay? And we are on your side. We want it. Good. We want to sort of get your side of the story. Because as a person who has organized events in the past, I understand that it is very difficult to meet the standard that you set for yourself, okay?
Absolutely.
So I completely understand probably what this was like, especially with Willy Wonka being such a beloved property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so many people have such high expectations.
I've never seen it, but yeah, I think.
What do you mean you've never seen? You've never seen the Willy...
Which one? The latest one with Chalamet or...
I have not seen any of these movies. I don't know anything about them. Here's the thing, though. I have seen the trailers.
Okay.
I have seen the trailers for all of these movies. The Timothée one. There's the
Timothée Chalamet.
Wilder. Uh-huh. There's one with Johnny Depp. I've seen trailers for all these movies. I haven't. I'm not going to spend my money seeing a movie. These are not available for free on streaming services. I am in a difficult position. Currently, I was fired from my job. I don't have that kind of disposable income.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm watching trailers on YouTube, free internet that I steal from the local Sonic near my place. Sonic's got Wi-Fi. That's the internet I use.
That's their new quote. That's their new tagline. Sonic's got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Well,
I've seen it.
Amy, I guess my question then is, if you haven't seen Willy Wonka, where did this sort of idea come from? Were you just why choose to do an event like this? I feel like if I was in a position, I would want to do an event inspired by something that I was passionate about. So, like for me, I guess that would be like a DIY home improvement projects or something like that. Like, why Willy Wonka for you? I don't understand. Big shrug, just a big shrug. Like, I don't know.
I saw that trailer, that Timothée kid. He's in a lot of stuff now. He's in something with sand, and a worm. And I was thinking, this is a good business opportunity for someone like me whose life is miserable, take advantage of Timothée. And here I am thinking he was in this Willy Wonka movie. I've never seen it, but I've seen the trailers.
Right,
so I feel confident that I can put together an event for children.
Right. You were aiming for kids, which I think probably did kind of set you up for like kids like anything. So
kids
it's like
everything. We gave them 4 jelly beans.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I have a question. So I know you've only seen trailers. I'm not sure if you've ever seen a full movie. Did you think
I have never seen a full movie.
Okay, yeah.
Never seen a full movie. Unless I caught it walking past the Best Buy and they were playing it.
Unless you're walking real slow, you didn't catch the whole movie.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't think I did.
A trailer is like, I don't know, a minute and 30 of how long of a movie? Sometimes 2 hours.
I don't know.
Just a tiny slice of a movie, you know? So did you think like if I'm... Was your Willy Wonka experience kind of like a trailer of an experience? Like it's just a couple of shots, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like you're...
That's one way to look at it.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
It's your way of life. You haven't seen movies, so maybe it's just little snippets.
I didn't know.
It's a snippet of an experience.
Amy, can I tell you what it sounds like to me? It sounds like to me, you ever like been in an Uber and the Uber driver is just like, you know, on the side, I do like Amazon drop shipping.
Yeah.
Where you're just like trying to make a quick buck without doing a lot of work. And I get it. I've been there. But it feels like for you, this was a little bit of a cash grab. It feels like, obviously, I'm very sorry to hear that you lost your job. You recently unemployed.
Lost my job 6 years ago.
Have
not had employment since then. It's been real rough. Also, I just want to say I have never been in an Uber.
Okay.
So I don't fully understand what you're saying, but I think I'm sort of getting it.
Amy, I'm now, okay, my picture of what your life is.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
Completely. So you've never been in an Uber. You've never seen a full movie. You maybe have seen a full movie if it played while you were walking by the front window of a Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So then what do you do, Amy?
You've been in a bunker?
Yeah.
What's your life?
I travel by foot a lot.
Good.
I travel by foot all over Los Angeles. Good. I've never been to Scotland, which is where my event was held. I did not go. I've never been outside of LA.
Okay.
So you produced this experience completely remote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it remote. I did it at a Starbucks.
Glasgow,
I did
Scotland.
It in a Starbucks. I did it in a Starbucks and just sort of shipped what I thought were really good uniforms. They said sexy Oompa Loompas. I thought this will be fun for everybody. I didn't realize I was being offensive.
Some for the kids, some for the adults.
Well, the kids don't like sex appeal, apparently.
Well, it's just not, I don't think it's their bag, we'll say. I don't think they clock it as much.
Well, let me tell you, I was the horniest I've ever been was when I was 6 years old. So I'm just going to have to disagree with you.
What? Did we unpack that?
I don't know. Amy, well, I mean, this is probably, you probably obviously weren't anticipating the backlash that you have received. You've also flown under the radar. I was surprised when you reached out to want to be on the show because I figured someone who was getting such negative press wouldn't want to sort of stand on top of a mountain, which the show is, and scream about it. But what is it that you hope to sort of tell people out there who are thinking that you are a terrible business person and making terrible choices and ruining some kids' lives for the weekend?
Yeah, because some people are calling this like the Fire Festival of Willy Wonka events. And those people for the Firefest, they got sued to hell and back.
Yeah.
So, like, it did cost $45 for people. You have recently admitted that you spent almost no money on it whatsoever.
I spent $45. What? $45. I did not pay a single person.
Don't say this out loud, Amy.
Sorry.
You're ruining your...
What are they going to do? They can't find me. I don't have a P.O. box. I don't have an address. Right now I'm couch surfing.
Well, please don't tell us what couch you are sleeping on or where you're staying, Amy.
Okay.
We really don't want to blow up your spot that much. I'm wondering what your dream for this event? Like when you set out to do this event, what was the absolute best case scenario for you? Were you hoping that like it would become like a like Coachella like cultural staple? Like what was the initial dream for this event?
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess you could say that. Sort of a Coachella for kids. That's not actually what I was thinking. I think what I was thinking was I'm going to do something real nice for kids, for children. I'm going to charge their parents a lot of money. And then it's going to be a full event, a nice day for children. I'm very giving. And then I guess from there I was hoping that this would sort of become kind of like a Euro Disney type of a thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where people would go from America, they'd go, I'm going to go visit, you know, Willy Wonka land right. in Scotland.
So
it becomes this big thing.
Right. And I guess when you think about Disney or a park like that, the yeah. scale of a park like that is pretty, they have whole teams of people whose job it is. They call them Imagineers. Yeah.
They do? I have never been. So I don't actually know any of this. This is all news to me. I have never been to a Disney themed park.
So did you even get the Coachella reference earlier? Do you even know what that is?
I actually didn't. And I was just being agreeable. I was being agreeable. I have not experienced this. I don't know why people are mad. I'm trying to have a new experience for myself and for children everywhere. And this Eileen Fisher.
I believe it's Eileen Butcher.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You're right. It really honestly doesn't matter at all.
For someone with as little experience with almost anything, I do kind of see.
I've never been kissed. I've never actually. I have not had my first kiss yet, actually. Have not had my first kiss.
And how does that idea connect in your mind to this experience?
I don't know. Maybe you'll put this on the internet. Someone will see my face. And maybe someone will want to kiss me after this. I don't know. That's just a dream that I have, a personal dream.
I guess it's possible. Yeah. I mean, our audience is, they're pretty free with their sort of expressions of love and interest, I think. They've said that I'm a hunk a few times. So.
Wow. Can I
then ask you something, Amy? Now that you've said the thing about never been kissed and stuff, and, you know, you put this thing on to get noticed, you know, get your face out there.
Get my face out there.
So that maybe this was done for love. That you were just looking for love when you put this place up.
Yeah. That might be it. That might be it. Honestly, I'm just going to be honest. I put little thought into
this. I was going to say, it sounds to me about your reaction to every question we've had has basically exactly what everybody thought was true about this event is 1,000% true. That you kind of just like had an idea one night, kind of put in a couple of orders on Amazon, had it sent to a foreign location,
Scotland,
and then just hired a few actors on whatever the Scottish version of Craigslist
is. Did not pay them.
Oh, so I guess not hired. You swindled a few actors.
Yes.
And they kind of showed up and put... You're so honest. Oh, no. Honestly, Amy, I thought I was gonna be frustrated when I heard the story behind this, but I'm actually now realizing it is so refreshing for someone to just say the truth, just admit their mistake and just accept it and be like, what do you fucking want from me? It's like, that's actually my dream in my life is to feel comfortable taking accountability because nobody can touch you. And you've set up a situation where nobody knows where you are, who you are or anything, it seems like.
Nobody knows nothing.
Yeah, it does look like you are sitting in a park. I'm assuming close to a Starbucks or a Sonic.
Yeah.
Very nondescript, so nobody can do anything.
Sonic. Yeah, nobody. What are you going to do? You can't find me.
Yeah.
It's pretty freeing. It's pretty freeing.
It honestly is. I was like, this whole interview, I'm sitting here being like, oh man, this is, it's messed up what Amy did to these people. But now I'm like, I kind of would love to be like you, Amy. I would love to just like follow my whims and just be like, consequences, schmonsequences, I'm off the grid.
Yeah. This is like, you're a true grifter.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very beautiful.
Yeah. You've never really done anything. You've never had any relationships.
I've never
done
anything.
Off the grid. You can't be found. I'm surprised.
I've got a brother-in-law, and that's pretty much it. Brother-in-law.
Well, brother-in-law implies that you have a partner. Are you married?
No. It's my sister. It's my sister's husband's brother,
okay,
who I call
right.
my brother-in-law.
Right. So you do have a sister, though. We do
I
know.
I have a sister.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she has a husband who has a brother. So it's not.
Right.
So my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
I
make
see.
Sense?
I see. Yeah. Yeah. I think. I don't know. Just to be technical, I don't know that the in-law relationship extends to the siblings of your sibling's partner.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It literally does not matter. I don't even know why.
It's the least weird part of this.
Yeah. It's actually the least weird part of everything we talked about for the last time.
So when you had to ask your brother-in-law for AI images, I'm assuming that
Good
they
question.
Also don't know where you are. Do you just kind of show up at their place?
I know where they live.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go over there. I just stood in their living room. I was behind his back. I told him what to do. Mm-hmm. And when it looked nice, I just sent it over to Scotland.
Scotland.
They just kind of knew to put it up. And I have a contact there who I found on, Scottish Craigslist. And that's the story. That's the story.
I mean, it's nice that it is basically what everybody thought.
Mm-hmm.
I like
exactly.
that. I like that. Yeah. It's like, it's just that you did it and you just did it.
No excuses,
nothing.
I just did it. Yeah.
I actually literally love that so much. It is my dream. But I guess my big question before we get you out of here, Amy, is what's next for you? I mean, this is like, I would unfortunately have to call this a blemish on your record. So I think if Amy Toblerone is attached to...
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, if she's a grifter, then it's a positive. Yeah. It's good on the record.
I guess if we're in the inverted world where doing bad is good, then yes, this is a perfect thing.
Yeah, but, congratulations.
That's how I look at it.
Hey, good job. Hey, nice job. You did.
Thank you.
You did exactly what you were going
exactly
out to do.
I did exactly what I wanted.
I can't say that about anything.
Yeah.
What's
true.
Next for me, Abley? What's next for me?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting into cruise ships.
In what capacity?
A sort of themed, cruise ship. See what my brother-in-law can help me make. And
so you mean
to a themed?
You mean
Willy Wonka?
You mean
cruise
like?
Ship.
An actual boat that goes out on the water with like passengers and
Well, there's the Disney cruise lines, and I'm just sort of modeling my work after Euro Disney and Disney. Yeah. So
I would assume
that
if Willy Wonka experience was a couple of stuff in a warehouse, that your cruise might be a tiny boat.
Yeah,
with maybe some airplane size bottles of alcohol or something.
Yeah, we'll see what I can find from the mall when I'm. I considered myself real lucky when I saw that the quarter machine was broken and I was able to scoop up all those balls, ship them on over.
Oh, you can get pontoon boats for pretty cheap.
Do you have someone that I can contact?
I mean, I know a couple of people with pontoons they're trying to get rid of.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, hang on.
Let's not start
another grift on the podcast, okay? We can't handle a lawsuit here, buddy. We can't.
Right.
We can't.
Right.
All right, here's what I'll say.
We won't do this.
I was going to say, if buddy, you and Amy.
A wink.
Yeah,
no,
I double winked.
Don't
that's
say the winks
wink.
Out loud. Please don't say the winks out loud. Stop.
I do it like this.
Okay.
I don't want our podcast to be attached to some kind of grift.
And it's
okay?
not because we're not doing it.
It's actually not because we're not doing it. Wink.
We're not doing it at all.
Okay. I feel like anyone in the world who's listening to this can tell that you guys are. So how about if you guys want to organize something outside of the podcast, meet off mic, meet elsewhere.
Do you know
off property.
The Sonic on 3rd?
Oh, yeah. I know where all the Sonics are.
Sonic.
Great. Okay.
That's
okay.
Where I hang out.
When-ish?
What was
when,
that?
Like when, a window? Like when-ish will you be there?
Oh,
I assume
when-ish.
That I'll go okay. And I'll have to sit there for a while and then you'll make sure I haven't been followed and then you'll come and get my attention?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I was just going to say we just sit and maybe you buy me a burger or something. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't even think. Yeah.
Yeah. I can bring you. I can even bring you a Wendy's burger.
What?
Okay.
Wendy's is my favorite.
So I've never had Wendy's.
I'll bring you a Wendy's. Burger.
I've never had Wendy's. Sonic. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, folks,
it sounds awesome.
It sounds
that
like
sounds
buddy.
Great.
It sounds really awesome.
Yeah, that sounds pretty great.
Okay. Wait, is this a date?
What the fuck? This is my first date.
Yeah.
This is my first
date. Wow.
This is great.
Okay. Well, folks, you heard it here first. There's going to be some kind of Disney-ish themed cruise that you can get your hands on. Buddy is not going to be involved.
Not at all.
Wink, wink. So I guess keep an eye on the internet for either the announcement of or the outsized terrible reaction to it after it happens, because that's definitely going to happen. But Amy, thank you so, so very much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you coming on. Honestly, you made me a believer in a way that I never would have thought possible. And I just can't thank you enough for coming on. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's really, really awesome meeting you.
It was actually so incredible meeting you.
Right?
Buddy.
Do you feel that?
I feel it.
Yeah.
I have never been in love. That might shock you to hear, but.
It doesn't.
Oh.
But.
Okay.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
All right. Can I jump back in here to sort of get us out of the door here? Or are you do having another little thing here?
No, you can do it.
You can go. Okay. You can talk. You
We're
can
not
talk.
Interrupting. We're not interfering with
yeah.
you. You do We're, your
we'll
thing.
See each
We're
other
doing
in a
our
bit.
Thing. You're doing yeah,
right.
you do
right.
your thing.
Sorry, I've just never felt like a third wheel in my life, and I currently feel like the biggest third wheel in the world. So I think you guys can reconnect later after we get off
we
off the
yeah,
pod.
Yeah, because we're going to.
All right. Well, Amy Toblerone, thank you so much for being on the show. Also, just let you know, love your candy.
Oh, yeah, Toblerone.
But yeah.
We're not related then.
Oh.
Before we get you out of here, is there anything that you would like to plug for the audience? Anything online that they can see that you've liked or enjoyed or anything like that that you would like to tell the crowd about?
No, I don't. I actually don't have anything. I don't really watch anything, and I've never seen anything. And so I don't have anything to plug, and also I don't actually know what that means.
I
have no idea what that means.
Okay.
So no.
Okay. Well, hey, that's understandable. You know, it's understandable for sure. You've never seen. I should have known. You've never seen anything. So
I've
there
never
really
seen
anything.
Yeah. So no, I don't. I can't recommend anything.
Okay. Great. Oh, man. Well, Amy, thank you so much for being on the show. We hope for the best for you. And I'll be honest, I'm expecting you to end up in the news again sometime really, really soon if you continue on the path you are continuing on. But thank you so much. Yeah, folks, buddy's in a relationship immediately. All it took was somebody to come on and say they'd never been kissed, and all of a sudden, buddy melts.
That's not why.
I know.
There's something
know.
Very appealing to have not being able to know where your girlfriend is.
Yeah, there's something really good about like
it's
sort
like
of
freeing,
like,
you know?
Yeah,
it's
like maybe I don't have to hang out with her tonight because I don't
know
where she is.
Can't call her.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Something really appealing about that.
It's a perfect relationship for me, just unattached to an unbelievable degree.
Yeah. Absolutely. And
also a grifter. That shit's fucking cool, dude. You ever
It is not cool.
If you're dating
buddy.
A grifter, it's like, hey, you want to go to a movie? And they're like, which one? And they're like, give me 10 minutes. And then they come back and they sneak in through the back door.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know
life's an adventure, baby.
I don't know if you should get yourself too mixed up in that stuff, buddy. But I will say this, folks. We have found ourselves with a bit of an obsession the last couple weeks. We talked a lot about Wendy's last week, buddy. We talked about Sonic just a moment ago. We talked about Wendy's yet again earlier in the show. And so I think we are obsessed with fast food, which is fitting because we got an article sent to us from Ellen Minister that is all about fast food. And the headline reads,
what?
15 menu items that should be avoided at all costs, according to workers at popular fast food restaurants.
Straight out of BuzzFeed.
That's right, folks. It's a classic BuzzFeed listicle.
BuzzFeed listicle, y'all.
And let me just say, Buddy and I perused this list before because we were like, oh, this is interesting. We eat a lot of fast food. We should sort of, we should know like if there's stuff that's like...
Yeah,
bad.
You're like, oh, they always fucking shit on the fries at Burger King.
Right.
Like, they're doo-doo fries.
Yeah, like, we keep frozen French fries under the toilet. Like, if that was, yeah. That would be something that I'd be like, okay, I can look past this, but I don't love it.
Can't taste it.
Yeah, as long as I can't taste it, it's fine. But we read through this list, and honestly, folks, there's 15 things here. And I will say this, not... I think we cut it down a little bit. It's 15. We probably won't touch all 15 of them because it's too many things.
Yeah.
but pretty much every single one of these things, I read it and I'm like, Because, like, for example, the first one, number one on this list, I worked at an AMC theater for 2 years. Do not buy the coffee unless it's early morning when we first open. Otherwise, you're going to drink coffee that's been sitting out for a solid 5 hours at least.
Couple things. One, who gets coffee at a movie theater? Yeah, the fuck aren't you getting an 87-ounce cola? Yeah. And number two, who gives this shit if coffee's been left out?
Folks,
coffee's not a treat.
No. And also, I think it's fine for stuff to be left out. I have had the same glass of water on my bedside table probably a month. And I take like one sip every like 3 nights when I wake up with a dry mouth. And I'm fucking fine.
Yeah.
What's the problem here? I don't understand.
It's not good water unless there's a layer on top of it that bugs could live on.
Yes, there should be, what's it called?
The
like surface tension should be high enough with enough solids
to where when
that a bug should be able to live on it.
When you drink it, the top of it has it to move out a little bit water can come underneath it.
Or you sip it and then something just like... flops onto your nose and you've got like this disc of like junk that just
like a steam disc
hits your nose. Yeah. But number two, for example, Waffle House cook here, their grits can sit for hours and managers will try to keep them looking fresh even though they cost nothing to buy.
I don't expect fucking anything at a fast food restaurant or especially a goddamn Waffle House.
I'll say
you
this.
Go there for bad food and fights.
Waffle House is literally the only restaurant that people would walk into, see someone pull their food out of a toilet and put it on the plate, and they would actually eat it. That's like what you expect from a Waffle House.
Goddamn Waffle House.
Yeah. Number three, the cupcakes, coffee cakes at Panera all come frozen.
What do you think them trucks are?
Yeah,
everything's frozen
bread. Oh my God. Relax. Number four, I used to work at Jack in the Box. I don't know why anyone orders the bacon cheddar potato wedges.
I do.
It's fake cheese with fake bacon on fried potatoes.
Great.
That's why we buy them, folks.
They're sloppy gross.
This next one is the only one I
didn't even know it was cheese, to be honest with you. I've had those a couple times. I just thought it was a sauce.
Also, honestly, you don't even have to call it cheese. And I think you could call it orange goo. And I would be like, sign me up.
Bacon goo and fries.
Slide it in. That's right. Next up, this next one is the only one that I think... Actually, no, this one's fine, too. I used to work at Panda Express. Don't buy any shrimp entree if you actually want a full meal. They purposely use a smaller serving spoon to make it appear as if you're getting a lot of food. I believe 6 shrimps per serving max was the policy.
That's fine. They're great shrimps. Where else can you get shrimps at?
Also,
Shrimps is expensive everywhere. You go,
yeah. What are we really complaining about there? We're complaining that they have a small spoon? Fuck off. Number six, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Never heard of it? All smoothies, except the detox ones, have so much sugar in them.
No shit, brother.
That's, again, why?
Do you know what fruits are? They're fucking sugar. They're colored sugar.
Folks, let me ask you a question. Why do you eat fast food?
Great question.
Great question, Brett. Really great question. Why do you eat fast food? Because it tastes good.
Yeah.
Why does it taste good? Because it's nothing awful. But salt and sugar.
Yeah.
Those two things. That's all you're expecting. Number seven. I worked at Long John Silver's in 2006. We microwaved the baked cod on a bed of rice on a paper plate. I don't care how you cooked it. It's warm.
You can't taste paper plate.
Yes.
What else are you going to fucking do it on? Fucking grandma's china?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't go to Long John Silver's for like a substantial platform to eat my baked cod on a bed of rice, folks. Number eight, burgers from Sheetz are microwaved. The grill marks are fake.
Yeah.
I can't taste how you cooked it, okay?
Yeah.
Also, side note, also don't drink the fucking peanut butter shakes. One particular peanut butter shake had nearly 2,000 calories in it.
Good!
I know,
that's
folks.
That's why we have them.
It's unbelievable. Number nine, I used to work as a server at Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, cool.
Bloomin' onion costs 70 cents to make, and they sell it for $8.
No shit! Have you ever seen fucking Shark Tank? This is 6 cents, and they sell it for 30.
Hey, everybody. That's what restaurants do.
That's they do. They have to make money. They have to get, they cook it for you. You're taking out the price of buying it, preparing it, cooking it, and putting it in my fucking face.
I'll say this right now. If somebody comes over to my house and I have the ingredients for a bloomin' onion and they make it for me, I will give them $7.30. It is worth it to me. Number 10, I work at Chick-fil-A. The only thing I would be iffy about is the chicken salad sandwich. We cool some of the chicken once its hold time is up, de-bread it, and use it in the chicken salad. Who ever would get a chicken salad sandwich
at Chick-fil-A?
That is...
Who does that?
I thought...
Because even they are like, fucking, who cares?
Yeah.
Fucking chicken salad sandwich, and then they go in the back and they're like, somebody ordered chicken salad sandwich. They're like, what?
I think
somebody ordered a chicken salad sandwich? They're like, what do we fucking do? It's like, I don't know, fucking skin that chicken.
I'll tell you this. If a person is going to Chick-fil-A and they buy a chicken salad sandwich, I think they don't care about what is going in their mouth.
Yeah.
I don't think they care about it. So I guess when I first read this headline, I thought it was going to be like, oh, this is like poisoned or like, will like give you like diarrhea. And even then I was like, I don't care. I kind of expect it when I go to these places.
But that's just that one that they worked at. It's not like they worked at everyone.
Right. And I'll say this.
If there's rat shit on some burgers somewhere, that doesn't mean there's rat shit on burgers everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know what our expectations were, folks. I really don't know what your expectations were. It doesn't make any sense to me that this list exists.
And these are
the things people wanted to talk about.
Like, people don't understand how the world works.
Like,
they don't,
I would, yeah.
They don't understand, maybe, is this all people... Are these like all Jeff Bezos' kids or something?
Right. And they're like,
it was cold for a little bit.
I'll say this. If one of these things was like, don't get the chicken McNuggets at McDonald's, it's breaded bullets. Then I'd be like, okay, yeah, maybe I won't chew on breaded bullets. Or if somebody was just like, do not order the Oreo shake from Carl's Jr. That is code for shoot me in the head. Like.
Well, them bullets been missing, I'll tell you that.
Right. Yeah, I get it all the time, so it's not. Yeah. But it's like, that. What I'm saying is, like, if that was the kind of caution people were sort of expressing for me, like, yeah, saying, like, hey, if you order the chicken fries at Burger King, they'll assume that you're, like, part of some secret society, and they'll, like, slurp you into the basement and, like, make you, like, sacrifice children or something. Then it's like, okay, yeah, that's maybe something I need to be warned about.
Maybe.
But to tell me that the peanut butter shake has 2,000 calories in
it. Has exactly, actually, honestly, less calories than I thought it did.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, oh, wow, a deal. It's like a calorie bargain for me.
I didn't know it was light.
Yeah. Oh, is that the light version? Honestly, I did not expect to get this heated about this story, yeah, but it really, it just hit me
what
funny.
What do people expect, right, about fast food?
I almost
nobody,
say,
people there, have you ever gone to a fast food place and they're so fucking nice and they're doing their job so well and you're like, cheers to you, brother.
Yeah. You get, like, treated like shit by literally every person who looks you in the eyes every single day.
And then the person that calls you nice is like so fucking nice. Yeah. Like, everybody in my life is bad to me. And then you go to Carl's Jr. and it's like, they're so fucking nice to you. And you're like, God,
honestly, I've been treated with more kindness by fast food drive-thru workers than some of my own family.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's like, if you told me that this is like, don't go to like,
chasing
this guy.
Don't
go. If you told me, don't go chasing waterfalls. I'd say, what do you mean? No, but like, if you told me that this was like, don't go to Bobby Flay's restaurant in New York City. It's they like use rat claws to grate the cheese. It's like, that's, yeah.
Yeah. This, yeah, honestly, you make a great point because this applies to rich places.
Yes.
Like, if I went to goddamn Bobby Flay's and the coffee had been sitting out for 5 hours, but I was also paying $90 for a coffee.
Right.
Then I'd be pissed.
Exactly.
If they're microwaving stuff at Bobby Flay's,
right,
I'm going to be pissed.
If they're microwaving stuff at Bobby Flay's, I'm going to beat Bobby Flay. I'm going to beat Bobby Flay. I'm going to do the show.
I'm going to beat Bobby Flay.
I'm going to do the show, beat Bobby Flay, but it's going to be a different show.
This is a message for you. Bobby Flay.
Hey, Bobby Flay, listen to me.
Hey, Bobby Flay, listen.
If I ever eat at your restaurant and you microwave my coffee.
Ever.
I'm going to make the name of the show that you do on Food Network a reality. It's going to be, but it's going to be more like Celebrity Deathmatch than beat Bobby Flay. That's right. I'm going to turn you into a little clay man and I'm going to be.
And then I'm going to kill you.
This is 2 weeks in a row. We've threatened to kill somebody. We are joking, folks. We are joking. Bobby Flay,
I'm winking with both
Bobby
eyes.
Flay, you and Kurt Tanner don't have anything to worry about. But folks, eat fast food if you want to. It's delicious. It's delicious. Like, if the complaint, if what you want to, what we really want to complain about
great.
Is capitalism.
Great,
if we want to, if we want to complain about anything, complain about the system that it's a fucking part of.
Shout out to everybody who works at all those places.
Yes,
thank you for your service.
Truly, I mean
thank you
that
for your service.
I, as a person, I get it. Who interacts with a lot of people who work at fast food restaurants, you get no respect, and it makes me livid.
Yeah.
But shout speaking of things that do the opposite of make me livid.
Nice, dude.
This next story is a fun one, folks. And this one comes from Becca J on Instagram.
Becca J.
Who I actually believe might also be a new submitter.
Oh, yeah.
I think, Becca, if you're not a new submitter, I think we're going to hit you with the new submitter theme song yet again, dude, because you deserve it.
Tuning up.
Somebody needs to do a TikTok dance to this song.
New reporter.
To this
baby,
part. Somebody do a TikTok dance to this. Choreograph it for us.
Dab, dab, dab,
dab. It's just dab,
dab, dab, dab, dab, dab, dab, dab, dab,
dab,
dab,
dab, dab,
gritty.
Baby.
New reporter. Dab and gritty.
Baby. 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 New reporter, baby.
That's right, folks.
What up, Becca? Thanks for
listening. Thank you, Becca, for sending in this article. If you've never sent something to us before, folks, you absolutely should send us stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram is the easiest way to do it.
A lot of people send us stuff, and it's with the message like, bet you got this already, and we have not.
Yeah.
There's so much crazy fucking stuff out there. Don't think in your head, they got it.
They got this. Somebody sent them to this. No, no, no. Send us everything, folks. But this next article is a real fun one. And the headline reads,
I got to change pages.
Meet Danville's Dairy Daddies, a legendary addition to summer baseball.
Wow.
That's right, folks. We are now introducing the Danville Dairy Daddies. The second of the summer baseball teams on the south side of where?
I don't know. That's all it said.
Of, let's see where this news organization is from.
Local ABC 13 News in, if I click on the main part of it, is it Utah?
What's the old North State?
Is this all Utah stuff?
Hang on,
local.
Where's the local? Old North State Club? North Carolina!
Oh.
This is in North Carolina. Yeah. Lots of news from North Carolina, folks. But folks, that's right. We are now introducing the Danville Dairy Daddies to the second of the summer baseball teams on the south side. The team's logo now features a hot,
buff
bovine mascot.
Woo, hot cow, y'all.
Wearing blue jeans in truly fatherly fashion.
Ooh, what does that mean? Fatherly.
That's right. The Dairy Daddies' social media bio reads, an utterly fresh, undeniably legendary take on the America's pastime coming to the old North State League this summer. We play.
This line is crazy.
We play on a field of creams. That's right. Hashtag got milked.
Get milked.
Danville City Councilman.
Field of creams.
Lee Vogler said, I'll be hitting the gym later today so I can have muscles like McCreamy.
Oh, folks, cream. Everybody loves the word cream.
I feel like these people, somebody needs to explain. I actually think these people are like missing the joke. I think they don't realize it sounds like they're talking about sex.
Lee Vogler.
Oh, God.
I'm Lee Vulgar. I'll be hitting the gym later today so I can have muscles like McCreamy.
Is that a good one?
Great. Okay. But yeah, you know, people are pointing out that this is sort of objectifying of a sexy cow, but if you think that this was sexy,
I mean, you don't even know.
You got to check out some of the other mascots that are out there, folks, because it's become a bit of a trend to have sexy mascots for your teams.
You probably all know the NFL, the MLB, the NHL, but all these lower leagues, they can't use the same names.
No, they run out of ideas. And
so they start coming up with some fun stuff, and then they're what's good for advertising?
Sexy things, folks.
Guys in them baseball pants.
Yes, exactly. So, for example, one of the ones that's out there is the Glenville Grapefruits. Their mascot is a mascot's name, Citrus Cedric, and it's a grapefruit that for some reason has a huge messy hole in the middle.
That's a subtle one.
Yeah, it's a grapefruit named Citrus Cedric who has a big messy hole in the middle of the grapefruit. And if you need to, and if you don't understand that reference,
go
folks,
watch the movie American Pie.
Or go watch, just Google you'll find it.
You definitely haven't heard of them, of these guys, the Dallas Reverse Cowboys. And their mascot is just two cowboys fucking each other.
That's great. There's also the Salt Lake City Missionaries.
Oh.
Their mascot is actually just a Mormon. I don't know. It's not actually sexy.
That's not sexy at all. Definitely thought that was going to be something else.
Yeah. Nope.
Have you heard of the Freeport Feet Picks?
I have not.
Their mascot is just a giant iPad, and anyone in the stadium can airdrop feet pics to it during the game.
That's amazing. There's also the Cleveland Cleavage, and their mascot, whose name is Booby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's actually just a bird. The name is the crazy part.
Oh, just a regular bird?
Yeah, it's just a booby. It's a kind of bird. It's not actually.
Oh, okay, so that's fun.
It's just weird that their name is Cleavage, but the mascot's a booby.
Yeah, you know this was going to be a team. The Minnesota Mighty Cucks. Their mascot's name is simply Kevin. And he just sits in a chair and watches the game. And every now and then he says, yeah, just like that. And then he follows it up with, don't look at me.
That's great. There's also the East St. Louis Climax and their mascot. Their mascot called the Edger, whose shtick is that he runs the bases at baseball games and then stops short of home plate while the crowd cheers, come, come, come. And he just wags his finger at them.
That's a good one. This one's called the Riverside Raw Dogs, and their mascot is an uncooked hot dog who says he's allergic to condoms.
Right. There's also the Playa Vista Sister Kissers. And their mascot's just a guy named Trip who kind of looks like a creep. He's just kind of a crazy name. The team's name is the crazy part.
The Colorado Cloacas. Their mascot is Vicky the Alligator Vagina.
What? Jesus Christ. Not even clever. Just gross. Just blatant. Utterly blatant. Next up, we've got the Simi Valley conversation by the fridge at a college party.
Oh, no.
The mascot is just like a really ugly guy talking nonstop and a very attractive girl.
Who can't get to the fridge.
Who can't? Just wants a beer.
I don't really, I had to look this one up. The Delaware Dolphin Kisses. Okay. Apparently that's when you take a dump in a porta potty and the blue water splashes up against your butthole.
That's not even sex. Not even sexy. There's also the Howerville. There's the Howerville Watchers, and their mascot is what I can only describe as God watching you jerk off.
Like peeking through the clouds.
It's like God is disapprovingly looking.
No.
Yeah. I don't know how you know that he's watching you jerk off, but you just kind of feel it.
Yeah. The Cincinnati Circumcisers. Their mascot is Freddy Foreskin, King of the Foreskin Cannon.
Wait, what? The foreskin cannon?
The foreskin cannon. I think he shoots out towels that look like foreskins.
So kind of like neck gaiters?
Like circular towels.
Yeah, well, and we heard about the East St. Louis team earlier, but we also have the West St. Louis refractory period.
What?
The mascot's name is Tired Tim, who's just a guy who's asking the crowd to give him a minute.
Oh, that's good, because I've been to one of these games, the Miami Morning After Pills.
good.
The ladies' night at that stadium is off the chain.
I'm sure. There's also the New Bern Bulge and their mascot, Dick Dixon. It's a super realistic dick with a dick where its dick should be. This is the worst thing we've ever done.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. It's not getting any better. The Pennsylvania Sex Panthers, 60% of the time, they win every time.
That's great.
That's all right.
That is great. And folks,
I wasn't too dirty.
The last one on my list is, of course, the Arlington, Virginia, Bernie Sanders Magnum Condoms. That's right.
Hanging hog?
Yeah.
Hanging hog.
We all know Bernie Sanders hangs hog, and if you didn't know it, now you do.
And my last one is the Denver DSLs. But it's not what you think.
Right. Of course, DSL was, for anybody out there who doesn't know, it was like a sort of term that people would use to describe someone with luscious lips.
Yeah. And so
we don't need to say what it means.
It's not what that is. This one is the Denver DSLs, the dick sucking lemurs. God damn it. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Folks. Oh, 50 episodes in, and this is what you're getting, folks.
Sorry, y'all.
Well, no, I'm not going to apologize for that. That's real life, folks.
I haven't
folks.
Played this in a million years. Hold on. Oh, where is it?
This bit was good. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah.
I am too, folks. And I... Yeah. 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 Oh, we're just ODing on drops now, folks.
Maybe
but
if we just stop saying nutsack. Maybe if we just stop saying nutsack.
Well, folks, that's unfortunately where the show ends this week. One big announcement that we've got to make, folks, is that starting next week, assuming everything gets approved and the Patreon gets approved by Patreon to go up, the Patreon for the Brett the Mott Show will be real, and it will exist. And what does that mean, folks? That means every week we're going to have video of every episode, the entire episode on our Patreon. We are going to have the entire back catalog of the show in audio form that you can get. The videos will start with just the last couple weeks, but you will have a back catalog for the whole show, and slowly it's hard to explain, but slowly over time the availability of free episodes will sort of dwindle, and they will be like only the last few months, and the rest of the episodes will be available on the Patreon. But the big fun thing that we're excited about is every week we're going to record a bonus headline, basically. Mm-hmm. That will be a bit and segment that will be exclusive to the Patreon that you can only get from subscribing to our Patreon. It's going to be $5. It's going to be very, hopefully, very affordable, very fun. We'll also have a Discord that will be linked to that Patreon that you can go to, and we will pull a lot of our submissions and not characters. I almost said characters. We're going to pull a lot of our submissions from the Discord.
Yeah.
Not that you should stop sending us stuff on social media. We will still always love to get that stuff as well and put it in the mix as well, but we will sort of be looking for at the Discord as the main source of stuff. And on top of that, you have access to the entire catalog of my old Twitch live streamed show, How You Been with Brett the Mott, that was huge on Twitch back in...
What was on that show with you?
Oh, I mean, I had people who looked and sounded a whole lot like John Gabris, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, Nicole Byer, Mary Holland, Dan Lippert, Ryan Rosenberg... All, I mean, just a who's who of people that looked like your favorite comedians. That's right, folks. So all of those will be there in video format that you can go and watch. It was a very fun time that got me through a pretty crazy, rough time in the world. The pandemic, of course, which it's not over, folks. The pandemic is not over.
Pandemic now.
It's true. Everybody needs to wake up. Everybody needs to wake up. But folks, we're so excited for that. We're very excited to get that off the ground. You can go to the Patreon. There'll be a link in an episode starting next week to go there and get access to it. Buddy and I will both be very active in the Discord there and the comments and stuff over on that Patreon. So get excited for that. That'll be next week that it goes live with our first ever bonus headline that'll go up on there as well. So we're really incredibly excited to do that. And we just want to thank you all for supporting us as much as you have. We're almost hitting a year of episodes. Of course, we couldn't wait 2 weeks to launch the Patreon on our year anniversary. We instead are going
That'd
to launch it just a couple weeks early. But we are so incredibly excited and so grateful for everybody who's given the show a shot and who's shared the show with a friend or shared it with an enemy, a coworker,
or sent us articles, commented on things. Anything. All that stuff is awesome. Thanks,
anything
y'all.
we really appreciate it very, very much. But folks, that's all we got for the show today. We will be back next week, same time, same place, same podcast app. And until that time, have a good one.